The warrior, a blonde woman, was dead, but the ant didn't seem to realize that. It kept killing her. Her body shimmered gruesomely beneath the blaster's effect, exposing a meter-long gash in the armor. Scattered randomly about her on the hard canyon floor were the remains of other warriors, some 25 in all.
A-Team 1, thought Felix from his hiding place at the far end of the enclosure. Now it's just me. I'm A-Team.
He sighed. And then, engine once more, he pulled his attention away from the carnage, away from the grotesque sight of his fellow humans, some halfway out of their armor, their swollen features fast frozen in the thin alien air. He would not, could not, stare at them any longer. Instead, he watched the ant, and waited. He had to. He needed power. After only 10 hours on Banshee, he was down to 24% of capacity. At that rate, he had less than 4 left. 4 hours until the larva fern, deprived of laser-induced photosynthesis, would cease to emit oxygen. However, he needn't concern himself with that. He would be dead long before that. The ants would kill him first. 2 hours, perhaps. 2 hours before the suit began to slow down. He would no longer be able to fight, no longer be able to dodge and duck. In 2 hours, he would no longer be able to run. They would have him. He would lie down somewhere. The weight of the armor would force him down. And in some canyon or gorge, he would lie and wait, a helpless statue for the ants, shuffling slowly up to him and around him, gesturing to one another with heavy claws and snapping mandibles. They would prod him, poke at him, lean over and stare into his helmet, great gray globular eyes, his last living sight. And then, pulling together, they would split the plasteel like a ripe fruit, and he would blow out, dying, his scream falling about him like frozen ice crystals. There was no question of hiding from it, no hope of a dignified sleep. Somehow they would find him as they always had before. Felix suspected they could detect armor by some natural process, given enough time. Never having any equipment, only a handful with blasters even, they must possess some inbred instinct. Whatever it was, it didn't matter. What counted was the fact that so far, they had always, always found him. He needed power. He waited.